Managing Director of Taylor's Port, Adrian Bridge, takes us through another of the 20 steps to making port. Tonight, selecting grape varieties for planting.
So with our indigenous grape varieties, of course, there is one which we call Tinta Rorige, which is known in Spain as Tempranillo. So that's maybe one that listeners are familiar with. But these grape varieties are very hardy. They have got to struggle in this incredible hot, remote part of the world where, you know, summer temperatures will get up to 40 degrees centigrade, so over 100 degrees Fahrenheit. And these vines have got to push their roots down perhaps as much as 20 feet to be able to get the water. What that means is that they actually don't produce very big crops. We're lucky if we get a kilo and a half of each grape or each vine, but they, if, as with any great wines of the world, in a sense, the harder the vine has to struggle to survive, very often the more concentrated the grapes are. And it's that concentration of flavour that we want, capturing all that sunshine, capturing all those minerals that we find in the soil, and bringing that into the grapes from which we can make fantastic port.